It's a property rights issue. Why don't I have the right to put a hog farm right next to you? Why are the restrictions there? And my point with this is, this right here is not in the benefit of the citizens of Oklahoma. It's taking the rights away from a citizen in Oklahoma. And it's giving it to special interest. You have a single individual that this was happening to, that was fortunate enough to have the ability to go out and fight an entire industry and bring awareness of the waste that is going on, that we can't fund our schools, that we can't fund our counties, that we can't fund DHS, that we can't fund mental health. We can't do any of those, quote, core things, because the money that we're taking in, we're shoveling it out to foreign investors and out-of-state investors and sending the electricity elsewhere as well. That's what this deal is about. And the special interest has won the game, because you and I that have the ability to punch a green button or a red button to say yes or to say no, we've given that up. We've given it up to special interest. And the financial tab continues to be greater and greater and greater. And you mark it down today. You mark it down today that if, in fact, July 1, 2017 becomes the date that those credits no longer get to accumulate, that means that the only one that's left will be a federal credit. Mark it down to see that when you walk up, or when you drive up through northeast Oklahoma in the few years to come, that there's not wind turbines. What happened to that state subsidy? I thought we had to have that state incentive. I thought we had to have all that money. This is creating jobs. We've got to have that. So how is it then that we're all of a sudden going to be able to do that with only federal subsidies? Members, we were duped in 2001. We, meaning the state of Oklahoma. I've been fighting this issue since 2012. I didn't want to extend the sunset. I didn't want refundables. We have an opportunity. This is a piece of legislation that can go back to leadership. We as a body can continue to work on it. We can work out something with the House. This is not, here we are in the fifth week, and we act like that we have to do this. No, this is a proposal. This is a piece of legislation that we can work on and come back and say, I'm far part of that, but I'm not far all of it. And if we just decide at some point in time, that's a good guy. You think I like standing up by a guy that I sat by all session? I don't like standing up against any of you. I sure don't like standing up against leadership. For seven years, I have sat in this seat and the seats across the rotunda, and I have done the best that I could to follow the will of the leadership. The entire time, I've been told we didn't have money for education. We don't have money for core services. And guess what we were doing? We were giving it away, because people in these chairs and those chairs decided to give up their ability to punch a red button that said, I'm not voting for that. I don't care what your campaign contributions are. I don't have to have your money. The doors that I knocked on, summer, fall, spring, those doors, the vast majority of you, I could say 100% of you, but I want to be reasonable. Those doors you knocked on, one of the things they wanted to know from you, did you have the backbone to stand up to special interest? Do you? Do you have the mindset that says, you know what? Maybe there's something here. Maybe it needs to be tweaked a little bit. We can't continue to sell our soul, members. We're selling ourselves. Reasonable Republicans, reasonable conservatives, members that have values and have principles, and somehow when we walk in that door and we sit in these seats, we give them up. You're not that type of individual. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that there was a citizen. I'm thankful that there was a member of this great state that said, you know what? This deal started out to be kind of personal to me. But in this process, guess what I found out? I found out we was giving away hundreds of millions of dollars that we can't afford to give away. My question to you today is how much longer? How much longer are we going to duck our heads? Say, man, this is a tough vote. I don't want to go against leadership. I don't want to go against my next door neighbor. How long are you going to continue to punch a button that says green at the end of the day, and you walk out of here and somehow you can walk back to your districts and say, special interest didn't have an effect on me? Guys and ladies, this is an opportunity. Our new members that have come on, this is the first time that you've got a chance. And I sat in that seat. I know what it's like. I know the hot feeling on the back of my neck, on the front of my face, and how it red and flushed it gets when you're scared to death because you don't want to hurt leadership's feelings. You go ahead and give in to that if that's what you want to do. But at some point in time, if you've got any values and principles at all, if you stand for anything, there will be a day that you'll look up there and you'll say, I think today is the day. Somehow, some way, Republicans have got to turn the corner and stop giving in to the special interest.